It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
Lee, good morning. Here again in Atlanta. No snow. Finally, it's gone.
Snowpocalypse is over.
It's over, and hopefully we're not going to get any more snow for the rest of the year.
It's supposed to snow today.
It's supposed to snow today?
Tonight.
Yeah, that's what I think I just heard that. I tried calling you last night because I had found out that we're headed this week, and I think it's supposed to snow tonight.
Yay.
Lucky us, huh? Lee, we are heading out tonight. We're going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Healthy Living Expo. So all of our listeners, I challenge you to come say hi. Not just hi. If you come see us in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Fat Guy will take you out for dinner. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? We'll take on your expense account?
On the Dr. Fitness Fat Guy Show expense account?
So we're going to be there all weekend. We're going to be there Friday and Saturday.
And we're going to be bringing presents.
We're bringing lots of goodies. And so we'll be.
Bringing our show there.
We're bringing our show there. We're going to be talking to people. We're going on the road. And we're going to have books. We're going to have CDs. We're going to have, what else? Our books to give away. We're going to have CDs to give away. All sorts of little tchotchkes.
And we'll let you take your picture with Dr. Fitness.
Yes, if you're lucky.
It's $50.
That's right. That's right. So make sure, come out. If you want to check out more about the Healthy Living Expo, go to healthylivingexpo.com. Isn't it so funny? We didn't even know we were on the Healthy Living Expo.
We're the Grand Marshal of something.
Grand Marshal. We're doing a walk on Friday morning. I think it's like, well, not morning. I think it's like at 1:20. We're going to be doing a walk over there with the people at the Healthy Living
Expo.
Yeah,
there's the Biggest Loser chicks there.
Ashley Johnson or Johnston?
Johnston.
Johnston. And her mom? Is your mom going to be there?
I can't promise that.
Okay. Well, we're going to see. They'll be there. We'll be talking to them. And we're going to be the Grand Marshals. Do we have to wear a hat? Like a big funny.
I hope I get a sash.
What's that?
You know, across my chest, the Grand Marshal. You know, like it says Miss America.
That would look so funny. I hope you do too, because I want to capture that on video.
Get that?
Yeah, I'm bringing my little flip camera.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Take some video of us. Video, we'll post that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're all excited to be there, to go there, hang out. I've never been to Knoxville.
Me either.
Hey, do me a favor. If you can, listeners out there, can you email me or go to our Facebook page and tell me what's there to do in Knoxville?
And where to eat.
Pizza. We need to know where there's...
The Knoxville pizza place, somebody's got to know.
Yeah, and I always typically like to buy a t-shirt from the best pizza place in town.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a local place. It can't be like a chain around the country.
They definitely have to have one because it's a college town, right? Knoxville is the home of University of Tennessee.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, yes. So there's got to be a good... Whenever there's a college town, there's a good pizza place close by.
Or Subs. You don't like subs.
Yeah, I'm not really big at subs, but pizza. I want to get a good pizza place. Let us know what we should do there, and if there's a good place to go running. I know it's supposed to
Yeah, we don't care about that.
I care about
that. The pizza is more important.
So, first time in Knoxville. Lee, have you been there before?
Never.
Never?
You've
been to Chattanooga?
That's this far north in Tennessee as
I've been to Memphis. Yeah. I have been to Nashville, but I have not been to Knoxville. I've been to Chattanooga as well. So I'm looking forward to spending time there with the when you're from Knoxville, what is it called?
Knoxvillians.
Knoxvillians. So we look forward to hanging out with some Knoxvillians, and maybe we'll even exercise with you Knoxvillians.
Now, are we going to do something with the new step? Are we doing
Yes, we may be doing something with the new step.
Negotiating that?
Yes, we're doing maybe a class with them.
A boot
new
camp.
Step is that device, have you ever seen on Biggest Loser? It's the recumbent. It's kind of like a recumbent stepper where you're pushing and then you're also using your arms at the same time. Really good device. Really good exercise. I'm surprised you don't have one in your house yet, Lee.
I'm surprised too.
Why is that?
They haven't sent me one. Oh, you know who contacted me? The Y thing people. Because remember the Wi-Fi scale?
How come they contacted you? I'm the one who sent them the response back. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
But
what did they do?
I'll tell you why. Because
what
I
happened?
Go.
You'll tell me why. No pun intended. Why things?
Right. That's good.
Okay.
What was it? It was some lady, I forgot her name. She during the show, Jennifer, I said, hey, why don't I do this, and then I'll talk about it.
And you said, no, send me a scale.
Send me a scale.
Right. They sent you a scale?
No. So I'm like, so I was going through my old emails, cleaning them out, and I saw that. So I replied back to her. I'm like, hey.
I never got my scale.
Where's my scale? I'm serious. I'll do this if you send me a scale. And so she said eventually she'll send me a scale. And she said they have a new device.
Eventually?
Look, don't ask me.
And, I can't believe this.
And then, remember, we talked about...
You're the fat guy.
Exactly.
Google the fat guy. See who comes up.
Remember, she... Yeah. We even mentioned this, without even her help, that new Wi-Fi blood pressure cuff they have from CES.
Right, from Y-Things. That's who's putting that out.
Exactly.
Y-Things is part of that.
So she wants to come back on to talk about that. And I'm like, look, you're not coming back on unless that scale gets here.
And, I'll tell you right now. And I want a blood pressure cuff, too.
Exactly.
We want all these devices. You don't come on the show without...
I'm going to be hooked up. My whole life will be Twittered
out
there.
How can we talk about these devices, Lee?
We can't.
If we don't play with them and touch them... And talk to them. How can our listeners?
I think they're afraid.
Believe us.
What if we hate it? Because you know we'll talk about that.
So
too.
What? Any press, right? Any press is good press, right? Isn't that the motto? And even bad press is better than no press.
It works for villains in movies, I think.
So yeah. So anyway, why things? If you're listening, make sure you send us those products, and we'll talk about that scale. Lee, this once brings me to my next topic that I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
This weekend, this week, I should say, Lance Armstrong. Remember that guy?
The doper.
See that? The reason why that came up in the news is that this is his last race.
Oh,
he's doing a race
it's
in
not
Australia.
About the evidence piling up about him.
No,
doing
there's
drugs.
No evidence. There's no evidence. There's really
Man,
no evidence.
Talk about
no.
denial,
no.
dude.
No,
let it go.
No,
let
it's go. Not. Listen. They're saying that he tested high.
How would you feel if you found out that Springsteen's been limp syncing all this time?
How would I feel? Right. You'd have to prove it to me.
Right.
You'd have to prove it to me.
Springsteen's lip syncing.
It hasn't been proven yet. No, it has not been proven.
That's what Milli Vanilli said.
So anyway, it's Lance's last ride, and then he's retiring officially from the sport. So he's down in Australia right now, finishing up. I guess it's the Tour Down Under. It's the Tour Down Under. I think it's what it's called. And but it brings this is why I wanted to bring Lance Armstrong up is if there was one person, one professional, well, I don't care if there was someone you could take your body and say I want to look like
right.
I don't look like you, but I want to look like a professional athlete. I know you mentioned before it was Marvin Hagler.
Yeah,
but the problem with that is none of our listeners who listen to the show they don't know who that is. It's such an old reference. It's only guys that are 40 and above that would know who that actually is. So. If you can pick someone that's more modern day, who would it be you could look like?
The Situation?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm kidding.
Thank God. Situation.
I don't even know his name.
Mike Sorrentino.
Yeah. Mark McGuire?
Mark McGuire? No.
I thought,
give us a reference.
Are we picking? I thought we're picking only people who do performance enhancing drugs.
It could be a female. You could pick a female if you want to look like a female too. You don't have to be politically correct.
Jillian Michaels' abs
those are rocking.
I wouldn't turn those down. A guy. Let's see. Body
someone,
type of a guy.
Yeah. Someone that if you could slap on that on your body and go, that's, I'd want to walk around like
it's
that.
It's hard for me because they have to be short because I can't pick some like 6
Why
foot
can't
guy.
You?
Because I'm not 6 foot tall. It would look funny.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it because I try to do this, I try to do this and I seriously thought that I would just want to be a better me. I don't want to be a celebrity, right? Okay. I think I'm pretty good and I want to, because I can't see myself as like Dwayne Johnston. I can't see myself as 6'5".
I would pick a runner. Like that guy who runs the 100 meter. Who's that guy? Bolt.
Usain Bolt? You would pick Usain Bolt. The funny... I think that has to do because I think Usain Bolt is sleek. He's a sleek guy, and you'd probably want to have that sleek build. It's just like when you had the Marvin Hagler reference, and you wanted to look like Marvin Hagler because Marvin Hagler is so lean and so muscular. But Usain Bolt? I can't even... I don't even know what that means.
What? He's lean?
He's like 6'9", 6'6", 6'7".
But he's like a sleek.
That's the way you'd want to go. He looks more like a deer. He looks like a deer.
Well, I have extremely large shins. I have deer-like shins.
You do have large shins. So you're going with Usain Bolt. That's who you're going with.
I don't know anybody that's current. That's my problem.
You don't. There's not one athlete across the board. Soccer players, you don't know.
Soccer, forget it.
You know, like baseball, football.
No, football, I know, but then they're all too big. I don't want to be look like any football player.
You don't want to be too. You don't want to be too.
I don't
big.
Want to be Wes Welker. Like, what was his body look like?
Nobody really. You know what's so funny about
football
players?
You don't even know
players?
What they look like.
You don't even. All you know is they have huge arms.
Well, maybe.
No.
They wear
no. Because everything's really tight. Everything's really tight. Their arms look huge. You know, and, you know, they're wearing shoulder pads. So it's hard to get a reference. The only people you know about football you don't want to look like are the offensive linemen.
Right.
That's who you don't want to look like. That's the symbol of, like, I don't want to look like that in a shirt. You know, I want to.
Or like the nose tackle.
Right. You
know? They can barely move.
Right. So there's really no sport? Like, what about, is there a surfer?
No, I don't follow anything except football and football.
I think Laird Hamilton. Know. I think if I could look like, because he's like a outdoorsy guy kind of guy.
Baseball player?
No, he's a surfer.
I don't know.
He's that guy that surfed like the 100-foot waves. He's married to Gabrielle Reese.
I don't know.
Remember she was supposed to come on the show?
Yeah, we're still waiting.
And she never came on the show. Yeah. She got pregnant.
Allegedly.
Allegedly she got pregnant.
Just to miss the show.
Just to miss the show, and she didn't come on the show. All right, so listen. I want you to go to our Facebook page, and I want to find out who is it that you want to look like. What celebrity would you want to look like? Now, remember, if you're a guy, doesn't necessarily have to be a guy. If you're a girl, doesn't necessarily have to be a girl. You know, some, you know, like the fat guy. He doesn't mind looking like Jillian Michaels. Doesn't,
just the abs.
I thought the face, too.
No.
No? You don't want to look like her? Long hair? You don't want to go with that? All right. Go to our Facebook page, and I want you to let us know which celebrity. Doesn't, and when I say celebrity, it could doesn't have to be necessarily be an entertainer. It doesn't have to be an athlete. It could be an entertainer. It could be a political figure. Look, some people want to look like George Stephanopoulos.
Who?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
George Stephanopoulos doesn't want to look like George Stephanopoulos.
Some people want to look like Tom Cruise. Some people want to look like Reese Witherspoon, I guess. I don't know. So go check that out. Go to our website, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. And also, check out our new book. Lee, what's the name of our new book?
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
By Turner Publishing. Go right now and also pick up a copy. And if you come to Knoxville, Tennessee, we're going to be giving some copies away.
And if you bring a book, then Dr. Fitness will sign both his name and mine to it.
That's
your
right.
Book.
And I'll only charge you for my signature. Exactly. Only for mine.
Mine's free.
Yours is free. Okay. Lee, I want to bring on our headliner today. We are excited to have with us Ben Davis. Now, I watched Ben's video. But first of all, let me tell you about Ben. Ben lost 120 pounds. That's about a half of a fat guy.
That's, yeah.
Right?
Pretty close.
Pretty close to half of a fat guy. And he's had over 1 million hits on YouTube from this video. Now, I watched it, and our production assistant said to me, hey, watch this. I guarantee if you see this, it's going to make you want to go out and run a marathon. Now, I've run marathons. I know what it takes to run a marathon. I will tell you, I was inspired, and I loved the video. I thought it was a fint. I thought it was well done. I thought it was really, really cool. But after I watched it, I was like, I don't know if I want to go out and go running. I didn't know if I want to go out and run a marathon, because marathons, that'll kick your ass. So, Ben, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Listen, Ben, first of all, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to get into, first of all, the inspiration behind the weight loss. Apparently, it was a conversation that you had. You were unhappy, and from one conversation, that was the spark, and really, that's kind of what's in the video. It's like an inspirational story about a conversation and where that conversation led to. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. It was Christmas Eve, 2008. And I had been, 360 pounds for about a year, and I had just gone into this really pretty bad depression when I was just, locking myself away from my friends and family.
Because you were bummed that you couldn't get to 400?
Yeah.
It was just a sad time in my life. And I had gone up to visit my grandmother for Christmas, and she's always been, my number one fan, always loved me dearly, but she sat me down, and she had always been, concerned about my health, and she asked me, Ben, are you happy? And, in the moment, I said, of course, me and Mom are happy, everybody's happy, and I kind of got defensive, but, she said, well, okay, as long as you really are. And later that night, I realized, you know, I'm not happy, and I haven't been in a very long time. And so I jumped out of bed and started this website for my grandmother to keep up with me. I said, and the next day I said, you know, it's Christmas, Meemaw. I'm going to get my life together. I felt inspired more than I had in a really long time. And so she was excited, and that's kind of where it started. It started as the website started as a way to keep up, for her to keep up with me, because, you know, she's in Massachusetts and I'm in Arkansas, and it just, it became a really exciting thing for me.
So now, was this kind of like, I can remember the first time I saw Rocky when I was a kid, and I remember watching, you know, Stallone waking up in the morning, eating the raw eggs, and putting on the cotton sweatpants and the sweatshirt and a towel, and starting to run. And I'll tell you, after that minute or so where they're showing him doing push-ups and all that stuff, I got fired up to do something. Was it similar to that when you were talking to your grandmother, like, or was it when you got home and realized, you know what, was it a dialogue that you had internally that sparked that, or was it the conversation that you actually had with her?
I can't really explain. It was just this inner inspiration where you just, I don't know, it's like when you get a really good idea. It felt like an idea to me at the time. You know, it's like if I had invented something great in my mind and I just wanted to put it into action. So all these feelings that I hadn't felt probably since Mario Kart had come out from Nintendo 64 kind of flooded over me. And I just realized, you know, I'm going to get my life together. It doesn't have to be sad. I don't have to be sad every day. I can do something about it. And luckily, I had my brother Jed, and I called him and I said, dude, you're fat, I'm fat, let's do it. You know, let's get our life together. And,
now,
that's really what happened.
When you called him up and said, hey, listen, you're fat, did he go, I'm not fat, you're fat? Did you get to do a little, no, it was like, all right, or how was it? Was he on board right away?
No, it was more like, yeah, you're right, dude, and let's do something about this.
Yeah, so after pizza. Well, we'll talk about it over some pizza.
Absolutely.
So now, okay. So you decide. So most people, when they get an idea to lose weight, the first thing that they do is they usually buy some piece of equipment that they probably won't use. You decided to make a website.
Right.
That was like the tool that you said, you know, is the tool I'm going to build is I'm going to build a website. Tell me a little bit about that about why you thought that was going to be a good idea.
Well, it just occurred to me that if people are watching, you know, you're going to act right. And so I knew if my grandmother and my family and my Facebook friends, after I put it on my Facebook, if they were watching me, of course I'm going to want to do good. You know, I'm going to want to succeed. So I made it as public as I could be. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, saying, hey, I weigh 360 pounds, but,
right,
you know, it on some level, everybody knows that you're really obese because they see you, so it was more of a relief for me to put it out there. And then, you know, it was just it being public, it really kept me on track. I think that was the number one important factor for me, was having this blog that people could see on a daily basis. And you know, it didn't matter how many people read it. Actually, I assumed everybody was reading it, so I
right.
was, you know, so I had that accountability there. So it just, I think that it's scary to be public, but I think more often than not, you'll find that people are supportive, and the paranoia of everybody shaming you or making fun of you is just in your head. That's not how that is actually going to be.
Now, when you were doing this, you know, you're 360, you said, okay, I'm going to do this, and all your intentions are great. And I'm sure, look, you don't get to 360 without going through this, you know, previously. I'm sure when you were hitting 200 for the first time, you were thinking, well, that's a big thing, so I'm going to do something. And when you
right.
hit 250 and 275 and 300, I'm sure you had these thoughts. But why do you think that this was the thing that really stuck and you were able to really stay with it? Because I'm sure when you first went out there to run, I think you said you took like 15 steps or something, and then you were like, okay, let's call it a day.
Right.
And then came back. Like, how do you, you know, day two, you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do 20 steps, you know? Like, how were you able to stick with it through that tough beginning time?
Was it the website that made the difference?
Oh, it was absolutely the website, but it was also I had my brother. We were running together. We lived in the same town. We were lucky enough to live in the same town. And B, it wasn't just running. What we decided to do was, hey, you know, we like competition. Let's start running races. And that's a terrifying thing to think at first, because you don't know anything about these things. You don't know. I didn't know the distance of a 5K. I just knew the term. And so we said, all right, let's sign up for a 5K and let's see
what it's like.
Let's have a starting point. And so, 3 weeks after we started, we lined up for the Martin Luther King 5K, and we got in the back and we did it, and it really lit a fire. You know, I did it in 40 minutes, and it just really lit this fire up. Well, you know, we like competition. Jed beat me by about 10 minutes. I will say, for the record, I'm faster than him now, but it really lit this competitive fire of these races. They're incredible, and they're
right.
So much fun. And it's just like the paranoia of going public, the terrifying aspect of racing is only in your head. When you get out there, it's a really great moment to be out there with
right.
many people, and it doesn't matter how slow you are. It's more about just being out there, and it's so much fun, and that's what kept us coming back to these races, going through these distances.
Now, Ben, why was it that you decided? Now, you've obviously the conduit for exercise to get active and get fit was through running. Why did you pick running? What was the, you know, you could have done 1,000, you could have said biking, you could have said swimming. What was it about running that you said you and Jed are going to do? You know, was it something that you liked, you did as a kid?
No, I think if I'm being honest, it was more about when I'm sitting in a restaurant eating and some dude goes running by. Maybe it's raining. He just looks like a badass, and I think that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to say, you know, I can run. And
right.
It was torture at first, but I realized it gets easier, and now I don't feel like a badass. I think that was a mirage that I
right.
assumed. But it's so much fun, and I think that was what kept us coming back, was how much fun it was to go through these distances.
Now,
how much did your brother lose?
He started at 275, and now he's down to 225, 230, so 45, 50.
So he's a little bit of a wuss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Now,
50 pounds. Really?
You can do, Lee, you
pounds.
Can lose 50 pounds. But 120, that's a real badass right there. That's not for everyone.
Yeah, that Jed does life blogs, probably not taking off, is it?
I know. Ridiculous.
Now, tell me, Ben, tell me a little bit about the YouTube video, because I will tell you, it is so well done. And the thing that really stood out to me was the thing that's really captivating is the fact that you really feel, first of all, you feel the sadness. And then you feel the joy, and you see this in four or five minutes long?
Yeah.
And you capture that deep sadness through a song and through a couple of words and through pictures. It really is really, really powerful.
What happened was, oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about that.
It was, we had just finished the Ironman about 2 weeks prior, and I had always had the idea of, since I've done this blog, I have so many pictures, so much video. It'd be cool to do a scrapbook or a video scrapbook. And just one night, I was lying in bed with my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, you know, we've done the Ironman. It's kind of a good time to put that scrapbook together. And so I had heard the Coldplay song earlier in that day, and I was like, man, that'd be a good song. So the next morning, it really wasn't anything official. I just woke up and started putting together these pictures in the video, and
God, a lot of things happen to you at night when you're about to go to sleep. You come up with these great ideas.
It's the best time to think. And it was, after I was done, I was like, hey, that was pretty good. So I sent it to my girlfriend at the time, and she loved it. And then she was like, you need to put that on your blog. And so, you know, I did. And I didn't, you know, I was like, I think a few people will like this on the blog, in the blog world, and the Tumblr is where I keep my blog on Tumblr. I was like, they'll probably like this, and but it spread, and that was insane. It was a kind of a whirlwind of a few days.
Wow, that's amazing stuff.
How did so Meemaw picked Coldplay? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I noticed there wasn't any Springsteen. There was you could have picked a Springsteen song, you know?
Did the Coldplay people go, hey, dude, you're going to have to write me a check for the royalties for that?
I would be glad to.
Now, first of all, Ben, I noticed a couple of things. Number one, you said that you did an Iron Man. The other thing that I saw in the video was the medal from the Boston Marathon.
Oh, God.
Now, here.
Did you run that?
First of all, did you qualify? Because you have to have a qualifying time for that.
This will prove my naivety about the YouTube video.
Did other people ask you that?
Video that I put the Boston Marathon medal in. What happened was, my dad had joined in. Into our running, and so a year and a half after we started, we had done the Denver Marathon, and I had done the Little Rock Marathon, and then it was April 17th, and I was just sitting in Arkansas at my job at the fitness center, and I get a call from my dad, and he said, dude, the Boston Marathon's in 2 days. I'm never going to qualify. I'm banditing it. Your stupid brother flew up with me. He's banditing it. Are you coming up? And so I got on an airplane, and we jumped in the back of the corral with the other, 2,500 other bandits, and I don't say we ran the Boston Marathon. I have more respect for the sport than to say that.
Badass. Are you kidding me? You ran the Boston Marathon as a bandit? That's you can't get any more badass than that. That's great.
Here's the thing about the Boston Marathon. They have a corral for the bandits. It's insane. And the race director, he bandited it when he was in college, and it's really this whole subculture that I had no idea about. So when we finished, we were just walking through the corrals, and a volunteer puts a medal around my neck. And, I just ran 26 miles. I'm not going to turn down a medal,
Right.
So I walk off, and it was just – I have a sense of humor about it. A lot of people have gotten angry at me for it. I say, I don't claim to run the Boston Marathon. I just claim that I ran the course. And, it was just a fun moment for me and my dad and brother. And but – looking back, I might not have put the Boston Marathon medal in the YouTube video.
No, dude, now that I know the story behind it, that's even better. I wish I would have known the story behind it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would have lost the bloody nipples. If I was going to get rid of one thing, that's what I would have got rid of.
Now, first of all, I got to tell you, Ben, I love the bloody – if you're a runner, the bloody nipples really came out because there's nothing – first of all, the only thing that trumps the bloody nipples is the bloody penis. And that's the thing. If you're a runner, the first time that happens to you, it's like you have that moment of like, I've been shot. I need to go to the emergency room. And then you're like, oh, is it me or is something happened to me? You don't know what's going on.
I know.
Yeah, that was a classic.
They don't talk about that on the running blogs. Right?
They don't talk about that. They should talk about that in the running blogs. No, they should talk about that. There's nothing worse than bad chafing. So what did you solve that with? A little bit of that that friction cream now that they have, that stuff that they come out with?
Body Glide.
Yeah, I use that now, too.
Body Glide was the first one to tweet me after the video came out and said, hey, get the Body Glide. So that was funny.
So now they're one of your sponsors. They sponsor your blog.
I wish.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, one of the things I also saw, how are you doing now? I know you've lost a ton of weight. We haven't even gotten to the diet section of some of the things that you did. But I know that you've been hurt for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been we did the Las Vegas Marathon.
You hurt your knee?
December. And there wasn't a moment in the marathon where I felt it hurt. But after the marathon, actually a couple days later, it's just this, weird pain that I get whenever I try to run and sometimes when I'm just sitting around. So definitely something there that I have to think about. But it's come at a really – it's not at an opportune time, but we've really been focusing on this Do Life movement and becoming more of a public movement. And so not training. I do begin Ironman training again in about 2 months. But so it's really given me some downtime to really focus on this, on Do Life and everything that
you're talking about the website. To get focused on the website, is that what you're talking about?
Well, Ben Does Life is my blog, but we've started this Do Life movement into a.
What is this? What's this Do Life? I want to know about this. Tell me more about this.
Well, the idea is that we're starting a website, and it's actually pretty new, and it's going to be a community of where we say, you know, if you're where we were 2 years ago, come to this website so everybody can hang out and, you know, share ideas. But also more than that, it's going to be a race series where we say, hey, you know, hey, Philadelphia, in 12 weeks, we're going to be in your city and we're going to run this 5K race. If you're where we were 2 years ago, overweight, depressed, obese, whatever it is, if you're sad in anything, you know, start this 5K training program, and in 12 weeks we'll be in your city, you know, speaking, hanging out, and then we're going to run this Do Life 5K tomorrow, and tomorrow with you after we speak and hang out. And it's going to be a really, really exciting thing, and we're super excited about it. We've been talking to, you know, to potential sponsors. It's just this really big idea that we have, and we've gotten some really great positive feedback from it.
Nice. I like that. Sounds like a great idea. It almost sounds like Fight Club. You know, the movie Fight Club? You know, where you just tell people we're going to show up here and you just do what you're going to do. I think that's I love the fact that it centers around running because, you know,
right.
I love running. The fat guy's not a big runner.
We're doing one that people are going to go around and go to buffets.
Yeah.
We're going to meet in different cities and then go to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh. I'll be there. You send me an invite. I'll be there.
Ben, I don't know if you know this, but the fat guy and I, we both have, we had a bike that was made, a tandem supersized bike that was made for us, right?
Okay.
Guess who keeps the tandem bike at his house?
It's safely in my basement.
The fat guy's got it locked up, right? And I can't get access to it, right? So we never get a chance to use this stupid thing. So, we're going to have to break that out. Maybe we'll break it out at one of these Do Life movements.
Yeah, maybe he'll let us go to the race, and we can ride next to the people and shout encouragement.
Yes, maybe we can shout encouragement while they're doing it. What do you think, Ben?
You're more than welcome. You just come and ride by us and pat me on the back because I'll be limping, it looks like.
Oh, you'll be limping, okay.
We'll be bandits at his races.
We'll be bandits. Now, Ben,
we welcome all bandits.
It sounds like, you know, based upon the website, what you've been telling us here is that the main things that really stood out is the fact that you had the support of your brother and the person alongside of you doing it, and the accountability of creating the website, and plus having him next to you and not letting him down were the main things that really got you through this journey of 120-pound weight loss. What were some of the things that you had to do in terms of behavior modifications for dietary stuff? How did you go about making some of those changes, or did you just say, you know what, I'm just going to exercise the weight off and I'm just going to eat the same way?
No, it was absolutely an overhaul of both. It was when I came in and we decided to start losing weight, it was, well, we've got to figure out the eating thing too, because clearly that's not working out for us. So it was never an official diet or, you know, we didn't do Weight Watchers or anything like that. It was more about, let's figure out, you know, what we should eat, and we know what's healthy. So it was just like we would replace the pizza and the McDonald's with grilled fish, you know, or grilled chicken, and it was just wake up and have a smoothie instead of, you know, four Pop-Tarts and a big bowl of cereal. It was just trying to be smarter eaters, and it ended up that was, you know, what worked. And we hadn't seen fruits and vegetables in about 5 years, and we started eating oranges and, you know, apples, and it was just it was a lot of fun, actually.
What can you tell us about what has changed with the fruits and vegetables in those 5 years? Anything changed? The
any
colors?
Breakthrough?
Any breakthrough that you saw?
No.
Are they bigger, smaller?
Just good to be reacquainted, because I've always had a soft spot for oranges. So, but it was, you know, it was a lot of fun to find this new diet, to find this new eating lifestyle in addition to the fitness lifestyle.
Now, do you find yourself? Was there anything that you really struggled with in terms of, like, you know, staying compliant too? Like, you know, obviously, you know, eating healthier and saying, hey, you know what, I got to eat more grilled fish and vegetables and stuff like that. Did you feel like you had to give up stuff, or do you feel like, oh man, I really miss the days when I can wake up and have six Pop-Tarts and a bowl of Fruit Loops. You know, is there?
No, I think what happened was when I started, it was just so exciting that I didn't even crave the bad foods. It was I would wake up every 2 weeks and I would have lost, you know, 8 to 15 pounds, and it was just, you know, that excitement to keep coming back and to keep working it. It wasn't about 6 months before I hit my first plateau, my first wall. And so in the beginning, no, it wasn't hard. I think maybe I was fortunate in that regard, but it was pretty easy for me. And I think it was the initial excitement and having the blog and having, you know, a support system around me. I think that's what happened. So, yeah, after 6 months, I hit it because I was down 90 pounds, and I thought I was starting to look good. I got a little arrogant, got a little entitled, and hit a wall. But luckily, I managed to break through that.
Right. Now, the thing I also admire, the fact that you chose running, and you chose running events. Now, running events, we both know, it's kind of like a subculture. There's a certain type of person that does those events week in, week out. And usually they're not 365 pounds. So for you to show up and to start doing that, that definitely probably had to move you out of your comfort zone. And then, you know, you kind of got hooked, and you knew there was going to be a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon every weekend someplace around where you live, or even if you travel to. Was there stuff that you did in between? Did you join any, like, did you go to, like, a running store and say, hey, do you guys have any training groups that get together and run, and I can, you know, see what you guys do and learn from what's going on?
No, what we had was a boot camp class at our local fitness center that we got really, really involved with. It was about 35 or 40, me and my brother and pretty much 30 other middle-aged women, actually.
Nice. I knew it. I knew that would be the... There's always
women involved.
Always. When it comes to heterosexual males, they need that type of stimulation to get them through the tough times.
So we got really involved with that, and it just became a kind of a family in our Conway Regional Fitness Center, and it was just, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was, in addition, it supplemented the running very well because it was a quick 30-minute intense workout. But, you know, the camaraderie, the day in, day out, seeing these people every day, it definitely kept us around. And that's another one of my piece of advice. It's, you know,
now, wait,
find something with like-minded.
Let me ask you a question before you give us advice. By any chance, is your current girlfriend... did you somehow meet her from one of these groups of, you know, where you went to?
Well, first of all, I don't have a current girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend from the video broke up like 3 months ago. But no.
So she's available?
She's available. She is available. More importantly, I'm available.
That's right. That's more important.
No, we had known each other for a few years.
Do you ever think you could date a 360-pound woman?
That's a good question. It's a good question.
I think for me what happened was that...
If she's willing to lose 120 pounds, I bet you would.
In a couple of years.
In a couple of years.
You'll invest in that.
You'll invest in that. How's that for an answer?
I don't... Come on. I think I can speak for what happened when I was at 360 pounds. I felt unattractive, so I wasn't confident, and you know, I didn't even want to be out there. And so, I think more than an image issue or an appearance issue, it's a confidence issue. And I think anybody that is 360 pounds, I mean, absolutely. If I met a 360 pound girl and she was, you know, cool, and you know, we hit it off, I mean, absolutely. But I think what I found is that typically when you are so obese, that it definitely becomes a confidence issue,
right,
and a self-image issue, insecurity thing.
Right. So that person's probably going to be a little bit more introverted and not wanting to go out and meet people at that particular weight. So the chance of you meeting them. Right.
Oh, without question. Without question.
Right. All right. So you were going to give us some advice about, I guess, joining those type of groups and stuff before I rudely interrupted you.
It doesn't have to be a boot camp class. It doesn't have to be an official running club, but find something that you can love and that you can get involved with, and that meets relatively daily, or you know, a couple times a week. It lends a certain routine. It lends a certain accountability there. With if you surround yourselves with like-minded individuals, it's going to be a lot easier because you're sharing the journey rather than going through it on your own. It just makes it a lot easier.
Right. Well, the website is bendoeslife.com. There's some great information. I think the Do Life movement is fantastic. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come on and talk about it. So, I mean, you could have taken off from your workout. We might be interrupting your workout today, Lee. What do you think? He's injured. Maybe he had some time today to interview with us. But also, you're going to be doing an upcoming cover on Runner's World magazine as well. Is that true?
Yes, the April issue of Runner's World. It's going to be fantastic. I don't know if the April issue means it comes out in March or if it comes out actually in April, you know, with the whole magazine thing. I don't know how that works, but yeah, super excited about that. Can't wait.
Usually it's the porno magazines that the dates are all screwed up. The normal ones like Runner's World, like April comes out, I think right in the beginning of April, right? Lee?
Usually there.
Yeah.
They're pretty good about that.
Ben, it's been a pleasure talking. We'd love to have you back on the show because...
And if you're doing the Do Life in Atlanta, yeah, definitely...
Let's talk some more because we want to be part of the Do Life movement.
I'm sure Dr. Fitness would love to participate.
I always like to move my ass. So let's do that. Let me be a part of this thing.
I appreciate that. I'll send you a tweet and an email. How about that?
That would be fantastic, Ben. And thanks again so much for coming on. And again, the website is... BenDoesLife.com. What's in the future, other than the website? Any other plans? Anything else coming on? Other than I know you're probably in the hunt now to meet some more women. We'll have to put that in there.
And he's going on tour with Coldplay.
There's a very preliminary book discussion. I've talked with some book agents, and so that's to even have the idea that I could be writing a book is very cool. And that and the you know Do Life. Just go to Facebook and search Do Life, and you know you'll find us there.
Ben, it's been great. Cool stuff. You're also a badass. I love the fact that that you're doing it through running as well. And keep up the great work and continue success.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks.
That is Ben Davis, BenDoesLife.com. Check out his YouTube video. Go to his website as well. He's got a great inspiring YouTube video there. 120 pounds of weight loss. Check him out online and also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. We will be in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Healthy Living Expo.
Yes.
This weekend. You can go to our website, see more information about that. Also, check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Not schlubs, not kids that are slugs. We're talking about active kids, kids that are going to be happy, kids that you're not going to have to medicate with Ritalin, kids that you're going to keep.
Unless you want to.
Yes, unless you want to.
If you need some quiet time.
Right, with you and your wife.
It's really more about the parent, I think, Ritalin. Don't you think? Ritalin?
I think so.
It's more about parents than
right.
the kids.
Right. It's like, hey, give this to your kid. He'll
be calmer.
You need time. You need right. time to do stuff.
Got things to do.
Yeah. So I like that guy, Ben.
Seemed like a good guy.
I think we could hang with him.
You could.
I could.
You could run with him.
I could go running with him.
I don't like to hang around people with bloody nipples. It's a rule of thumb for me.
The Body Glide takes care of bloody nipples. I haven't had a bloody nipple, and I can't even tell you the last time.
Except at the bar. I can tell you I've never had them. That's the last time. Never.
Hey, Lee, I also want to thank our buddy Rex. First of all, this guy is so awesome.
I know. He's our...
He's I think, one of our top fans.
I think so.
If we can just have more people in our lives like Rex, we would have a better
I hope he's doing okay life. Because he had a heart problem.
Hey, that's right, Rex. And also, listen, if you're in Atlanta, why don't you come in here and sit in the studio with us when we do the show? You know, if you get a chance.
No, he's like from Minnesota.
I know. So if you got some time to kill, you know, if you're a wealthy guy.
How far a drive is that?
Minnesota? I don't know. It's freezing in there. I don't know. It's very difficult to work out, though. If you're ever going to be in Atlanta, give us a call. Let us know. You can sit in the studio with us and help us do the show. But anyway, Rex read our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone.
All of our books.
All of our books.
And he's listened to every show since 2005.
Right. And it's helping him. Listening to our show is helping him. And guess what, Rex? You're helping us by listening to our show. So thanks for proofreading our book. We had some mistakes we didn't even know about.
Didn't even know.
Yeah, we got to get them fixed.
Rex found them.
We got to get those fixed. So, Rex, again, once again, thank you. We really appreciate all your support and all of your help. Lee, I read an interesting article. Before we leave, we got a couple minutes before we leave. Or unless there's anything you needed to tell me. Any stuff that you needed to talk to me about?
No, we'll have plenty of time this weekend to chat.
Uh-oh. Did I do something wrong?
No.
You're talking to me about
I'm
stuff?
Excited about Megan, you know?
Megan's been great. Yes, really? And make sure you check out her blog, mealsandmiles.com. Great blog, great information.
And Carla, we have a lot of people that
Carla
are
Walsh,
helping us.
Healthfulbitesblog.com also. Very, very, very good stuff there as well. Lee, I read an interesting article, a really, really interesting article. There's always something interesting in the New York Times. This was it was an article written by Gina Collada, and is an article about taking a look at orthotics.
Yeah, we've had her on, haven't we? I think she's been on our show.
You think?
Pretty sure.
Google her. Google her on our thing there.
I'll jump on it.
Well, anyway, this is what I've had. Like, first of all, have you ever had orthotics made?
Yes.
And used? I've had, throughout my life, I've probably had about 7 or 8 different pairs of orthotics. And I've had, you know, some success, and I've used them on and off, and I have... I've actually prescribed them for my patients. It's helped them in certain conditions. But I want to go over this article because I thought it's a great article. There's a guy by the name of Benno Nigg, and he is one of the leading researchers on orthotics. And he's the professor of biomechanics and the co-director of human performance at the University of Calgary. That's in Alberta, Canada, Lee.
Thank you.
And
I'm not good with geography.
And first of all, there's a big question of, first of all, what do these things do? Did you know this? Most people in biomechanics do not completely understand what orthotics actually do. Like, what are they fixing? What are we doing? And actually, are the things that they're fixing, should we be fixing them? And what they're doing is to see if they help or harm athletes who use them. And this is a big industry, Lee. Lots of money. You know, if you think about how much did you set you back when you bought a pair of orthotics?
100, 200?
Yeah, they're expensive. They can be anywhere between 100 to 500 bucks a pair. So they're definitely not cheap. And the other thing about orthotics is typically if you get a pair of orthotics, you don't get one pair. You got to get one for your shoes. You got to get one for your running shoes. You got to get one for your casual shoes. So you typically get them in multiples of multiples. And his overall conclusion is that shoe inserts orthotics that might be helpful in short-term solutions. And that's when we talk about short-term solutions, people with a condition like such as plantar fasciitis, where they can't actually even walk because it's so painful to take a step, that might be something that's helping. But what they found is they don't know how orthotics work. And the issue is that the people that are using them, because there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, there's not a lot of double-blind scientific studies showing what's going on with these orthotics.
Right.
But anecdotally, if you ask people about orthotics, they're like, oh my God, I won't go outside the house without my orthotics. I constantly have to, I have to use them. The other thing that he found is that there is no way to predict the effect of a given orthotic. You know, because the inserts, they have different effects. You might think that it would have the same effect on everyone who has problems with pronation in their foot or supination,
right.
But it doesn't. It has different effects on people. Every person it reacts differently, and that's one of the major things. He's written a book. It's interesting. He wrote a book called Biomechanics of Sports Shoes, and what he did is he took a world class distance runner, and he sent them to 5 certified orthotics maker. Right? To all, you know, different ones.
This is where the problem comes in.
And each made a different type of insert to correct his pronation problem.
That's not good.
And so the world-class athlete, he wore each set of orthotics for 3 days and then ran a 10K. And he liked 2 of the orthotics and ran faster with them than with the other 3. but the construction of the two he liked were completely different. So you have so many variables, you don't even know what the thing is. But it turns out the orthotics have little effect on the kinematics, the actual movement of the skeleton during a run, but they can have large effects on the muscles in the joints that often make the muscles work more than 50% more for the same movement and increasing the stress of the joints by a similar amount. So as for the corrective orthotics, they do not correct so much as lead to reduction in muscle strength. So when the things that you think they're doing, they're not necessarily doing.
So it's a scam. Don't waste your money.
But here's this is the other thing I thought that was interesting, because you know we're having a lot of these minimalist shoes that are coming up, the Vibram Five Fingers, a lot of different things.
Which are the exact opposite of what an orthotic is.
Right, it's the exact opposite, but the problem is that those people are you know, those people are getting hurt too. It's not like that doesn't have its own problems as well. But the thing that we're identifying is this need to correct problems. Like if you have a flat arch, my arch is flattening out. What seems to be the case is that might be an evolutionary remnant. That might, you know, we don't need to necessarily have a high arch anymore, because you know, we don't, you know, what's the problem? You know, we have shoes that correct for that. So having a high arch doesn't, you know, this is for people who used to walk barefoot.
Right.
So interesting stuff, Lee.
It really wasn't that interesting.
You don't think that was interesting?
The bottom line is what?
The bottom line is that orthotics, we don't know what they're doing. They may or may not help.
There is no
bottom line. A lot of money, but for acute issues like plantar fasciitis, it may help in the short term. Long term, I think that's where the problem is, where people use these things for a long term condition. But I just thought that was interesting.
You use orthotics every day?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
It's not in your running shoes?
I stopped about a year ago.
Cold turkey. Wow.
I want to see how it would go. And I've actually been fine. I haven't had a problem. I don't use orthotics anymore.
Wow.
Also, Lee, I found out that there was an astronaut. He got into a bike accident. You know, when you're an astronaut.
On the moon? Where did this bike accident take place?
Tim Kopra. He was scheduled to lead a spacewalk in the Discovery next month. He was hurt in a bicycle accident. And, you know, when you're an astronaut going on the Discovery, you get hurt.
You don't want to get hurt.
His injuries weren't life-threatening. But when they send you on the STS-133 mission, you know, you're playing with a lot of toys up there that cost a lot of money. They want to make sure that you're, you know, you're doing well. The same thing with the guy Giffords. You know, he's also an astronaut.
Yes.
And it looks like he was scheduled to go in another mission as well. It doesn't look like he has to wait to see how his wife is.
Right.
You know, here's the problem.
So there's an opening. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Any of our listeners out there that are astronauts,
you might want to throw your name in the hat.
Put your name in that. But here's the thing. When you're an astronaut, you know, back in the day, Lee, the astronauts that they used, like the right stuff guys.
That's your basis, I'm sure, of this information is the Ron Howard movie from 1985.
That wasn't Ron Howard. But the thing is, those astronauts, I'm sure they had problems, right? They had things they had to deal with. They didn't tell anybody because they didn't want to not go on the mission.
Exactly.
Now you got to disclose what's going on. And now when they send you up into space, it's not like you're going up there for a couple hours. They send you up there. You're up there for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months. You know, and the thing is, not like you can say, oh, I'm not feeling well. I got to come back.
No, they don't like that.
They don't like that. You can't just come back down.
There's
when you
no
want
poop
it.
Out bus for you, the right. space shuttle people.
Your wife isn't feeling good. You can't come. I got to come back. You know, send me the balloon. I'm coming back down. Yeah. You can't do that. So you don't think about those things.
It's tough being an astronaut.
It's not easy being an astronaut. All right, Lee, before we go, I got one more thing to tell you.
About the Healthy Living Expo?
No, this is something I wanted to address because this is something that we're going to have to face. I saw this answer and I just wanted to bring this up. This was a question that was on a message board on iVillage, and it was about, am I too young for gastric bypass surgery? This is a 14-year-old.
14.
5'11", 270.
I think you're about the right.
14, and they want to know if they say, I tried lifestyle changes and exercise, but an excuse always pops up. I have no weight-related health problems, but I'm starting high school in the fall. I need to shed the misery and the pain my weight might cause to start over new. Please give me some ideas and tell me if gastric bypass could be a recommendation for me, to do this. What do you think?
I think we should get it done.
Should we get 14-year-olds doing bypass surgery?
Yeah.
You think that's the right message?
I think it is.
Why do you think that?
You know, it's we have the technology, and I'm a big fan of the easy way out. And so,
I know you're not. There's no way.
You know, 14, 12, 10, listen, 7, 5.
Listen.
There's some fat three-year-olds that maybe a little lipo wouldn't be the end of the world.
Mr. or Miss 14-year-old that wants to be a candidate for bypass surgery, no. Dr. Fitness is telling you you can't do it. You've got a lot of other issues that you need to address. There might be some emotional, behavioral stuff going on. You're not ready for the you can't get the knife, okay? And the other thing is, who's going to cover this? Insurance companies won't cover you under 18.
I'll write a check. It's going to get cheaper.
Right, but surgery is definitely not your first step. You got other things to address. First of all, if you're 14 and you have gastric bypass surgery, what's going to you think those they're already a human being? They're a normal person. They can already
That's a problem with that as a youngster getting that kind of stuff. Is your body's still growing?
Still growing, and right. Your mind is still
and you'll
growing.
You'll be cutting things. You don't want to be cutting things. No, but you still have to growth mode.
You have to still figure things out. You have to learn how to eat properly. There's a lot of other issues that
just
you need to address.
Just wait till you're 18.
And it's not the quick fix.
You can't get a tattoo at 14. They're going to let you have gastric bypass at 14?
How come they let you do breast augmentation before 18? You know they do that.
It's probably the parents. The parents probably waive the
Do
rights.
You think they should do that? You think that should be allowed?
It depends.
Let me see. You're not opposed to cutting. You're opposed
not.
To cutting things out.
Of course,
but
not.
Adding things you're opposed to.
More is better. No, of course not. I believe that none of this until you're an adult. Those are adult decisions. They shouldn't be done by children.
Thank you. I know you were kidding before.
Yes, I was kidding before.
Some of our listeners don't know that you're a jokester and a prankster.
Then they
by the way,
be listening to the show a little more
and a prankster. No. By the way. All right, Lee. Well, listen, we are going to be, again, before we leave the show, we're getting ready to leave.
In Knoxville.
We're going to Knoxville. Healthy Living Expo. Go to the Knoxville Convention Center. Come by our booth. It's booth number 609.
If you mention you heard this show.
We're going to be interviewing people at this.
You're going to get so many goodies, it won't even be funny.
You're lying.
I know. You're not getting anything.
No, we'll be giving out a lot of stuff there. We've been having books. We got pop chips to give out. We got... we got cranberry raisins, dry cranberry raisins.
Are chips still good?
Yes.
Did you check the expiration dates? It's been a while.
I just had a bag. We're going to eat them on the ride home. On the ride up there, we're going to be eating them as well. All right, Lee. Well, that's all we got this week. Make sure you go to our Facebook page. Become one of our friends. Tell your friends to become one of our friends. Tell your parents. Tell your grandmother, your grandfather.
Your meemaw.
Your meemaw, tell everyone about them to go to our Facebook page. Go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. I want to thank our guest this week for coming on, Ben Davis. BenDoesLife.com. Check out his YouTube video. Very inspirational. It'll make you start running. I guarantee it. And that's all we got. Well, Lee, what else? Anything? You got anything?
That's a wrap.
All right. For Lee Kander, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you in Knoxville, or if we don't, we'll see you next week.